Nature-based preschools are refocusing the lens on early childhood education. And the third annual Nature Preschool Conference, which addresses the unique benefits and challenges of nature-based curriculum in early childhood programs, is this weekend at Irvine Nature Center. Mary Hardcastle, co-founder of the Greater Baltimore Children and Nature Collaborative, will be the keynote speaker, and she's here in the studio with me today. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
For a long time, you've been an advocate for getting children out into nature. Why is that?
I grew up across the street from a city park and spent my childhood there. And I had such positive experiences that I want every child to experience what it's like to have that relationship with the natural world. As I've gotten to lead school children, especially urban kids, out into the natural settings around Baltimore, I've seen kids that were a little hesitant at first and sometimes scared, a little uninterested and maybe even dispirited, quickly turn into really open little people full of curiosity and wonder. And it pretty much happens to all young children.
As environmental educators, we know that intuitively, but what does the research say about why it's important for early learners to get outside?
Well, author Richard Louv really helped us here with his seminal book, Last Child in the Woods, Saving Our Kids from Nature Deficit Disorder. He laid out the research, not only anecdotal, but actual scientific studies that show that nature connections make kids happier, healthier, and smarter.
How can we get our kids to grow up wild?
Recognize that we are hardwired to connect with nature. It's in our DNA. Humans are nature too, and we need to balance time indoors with lots of time outside. I know that within a few blocks of any of the concrete-bound areas of our city, there is a public park, a vacant lot, green space, or a community garden. Responsible adults and parents, grandparents, or caregivers, and teachers need to take children there during school time, after school, and on weekends. Green spaces are places to learn and grow.
I'd imagine a city environment is more difficult for kids to get the nature exposure you're suggesting. What kinds of challenges are we facing here in Baltimore in particular?
We have the same challenges as other Eastern Rust Belt cities. Loss of jobs, lack of affordable housing, air and water pollution, and food deserts. Food deserts are a huge challenge, but cities are not biological deserts. We have over 1,200 rare or endangered wildlife species, and Audubon in Patterson Park has cataloged 200 species of birds, so I think it's a question of connecting Baltimore kids with the great parks and green spaces that we have. We don't have to teach kids to take care of the environment. If you appreciate something, you want to take care of it. If we give kids the chance to connect with nature, they will thrive in that relationship. They will seek the green jobs and create new ones. They will restore urban green spaces. They will invent new stories about a hopeful future. That's a story I want to hear. How about you, Brooks?
Absolutely. It sounds to me like children in nature are lucky to have you on their side, Mary. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
For more information about getting children outside or this weekend's Nature Preschool Conference, visit www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of the Irvine Nature Center for WYPR, your NPR news station.